Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's the worry here, Nick? You've lost some of your talent as an actor?
No. What did he say?
He says he loves you, but he went in a different direction.
I'm done. I'm quitting acting. Tell the trades it was a tremendous honor to be a part of storytelling and mythmaking.
Man, I'm driving through the hills. I'm sorry. One more time.
You had me at Nicolas Cage. This is a new theatrical release, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which made my favorite title ever. And this has gotten a lot of buzz. Tim Lammers, welcome back. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. The title is one of the greatest, isn't it? Immediately it grabs your attention. Starring Nicolas Cage as a heightened version of himself, as you gathered from that audio there. Successful actor, he had a hot career once, but now it's on the skids. He needs cash, so he accepts an offer of $1 million to attend the birthday party of a billionaire superfan, Javi, played by the Mandalorian Pedro Pascal. It's on a remote island, and Nick is unaware that Javi is actually a notorious drug kingpin. Before he gets to his destination, a couple of CIA agents pull him aside, and they cajole him into spying on Javi. And the weird thing is, they actually they form a bond, a friendship. But then the criminal underlings kidnap Nick's wife and daughter, bring them to the island. So Nick needs to channel his inner action hero, the ones we saw in the movies, and it creates like a meta movie scenario with real life and death stakes. So it's really, the movie's a hoot. I just loved it. I can't tell you how much I love this movie, probably just for the fact that Nick is starring as himself.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're mocking him. I mean, it's out of great respect, this script, because a couple fans of his, filmmakers, wrote this, and it is so incredibly clever and so much fun. It is just a blast.
What is it about Nicolas Cage? I mean, he's in a different universe. He's like, he's on a different plane. As an actor. And I don't, can you explain the magic of Nicolas Cage?
Well, you know, look, he's been known for his, you know, he's had some quirky roles in the past. You know, he won an Oscar, though, for Leaving Las Vegas. But then in the last few years, you know, he's been turning up in these low-budget movies, and it's like, what are you doing? Well, the way I understand it is Nick just marches to the beat of his own drummer. He wants to do what he wants to do. He doesn't want to be beholden to any studios with blockbusters. So that may account for at least his selection of roles, but you know, off screen, you know, we've heard about enough quirkiness, right? You know, he was a big Elvis fan, and then he just happens to marry the daughter of Elvis Presley, if I'm thinking correctly. And then, of course, he's got a massive comic book collection, and actually, his original name was Nicholas Coppola, who is the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola. And then he changed his name to Nick Cage, Cage being from Luke Cage, the comic book character. So, yeah, he's made some odd choices in his life. And, you know, in this day and age, we see so much not only of people on screen, but what they do off screen. And Nicolas Cage has been a target for that. And as it turns out, it appears to be the perfect subject for a movie like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Be fun to party with Nicolas Cage at least once, but that maybe not the more I think about that. Hey, the next movie we want to tee up, The Bad Guys, starring the voices of Sam Rockwell, Mark Marone, and Craig Robinson.
We're the bad guys.
It's crime time, baby. Shark. We need a distraction.
Do I get to improvise?
Fine, please be subtle.
I'm having a baby! Is there a doctor? Or perhaps several security guards that could leave their post and help me?
We were never given a chance to be anything more than criminals.
But these are the cards we've been dealt, so we might as well play them.
All right. That sounds good, too. What do you make of The Bad Guys?
Well, I tell you, Paul, after the two downer series that we talked about on Tuesday for streaming, yeah. I needed something a lot lighter. We got it, obviously, with The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And you get it again with The Bad Guys, which is an animated film that's for kids and adults. Sam Rockwell, he voices Mr. Wolf, who is a wolf that leads this band of animal criminals made up of a snake, tarantula, shark, piranha. You know, he's got the whole laundry list. They're caught red-handed during a high-profile heist. There's this distinguished professor who claims he can reform these bad guys into good guys, turn them into model citizens, but the bad guys look at it as an opportunity to play good as a cover to commit more crimes, and then something happens where the tables are turned on them. So, you know, it's fast, it's funny, manic action, that sort of stuff. The humor is there, some of it really clever. Again, it's the sort of thing that I think both kids and adults will enjoy. But what I really enjoyed about this film the most, Paul, is the fact that, you know, we've seen so much computer animation over the years, and the wow factor is really not there as much as it used to be. This has this distinct retro look to it, which really, really, to me, is like, wow, I love this fact. It just looks different than most of the computer animated feature films we see now. So, you know, I think it's a great movie. It's a lot of fun. And again, it's not highbrow stuff, but, you know, maybe a couple little messages about, you know, taking responsibility and being a good person, which is always good. So, yeah, I liked it a lot.
Hey, before we let you go, Tim, your thoughts about Netflix losing subscribers. I think that was the first time ever, and they lost a big chunk of their market cap. I think their stock was down, 30-40%. And some of the critics, the chattering class, are saying we're at peak streaming, that, you know, with inflation, people just aren't going to spend, you know, stupid money for 5, 6, 10 different streaming services. And Netflix, I know, has upped their rates now. I think I'm paying $20 a month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, any thoughts? Are we reading too much into what happened with Netflix?
You know, I don't know. I think what did they lose? A couple hundred thousand subscribers?
Yeah, 200,000.
You know, but now there are projections that it could lose as much as 2 million
right.
coming down the road. Now, that would be a big blow to that company. But, yeah, I think cost has something to do with it, you know, particularly with inflation. But they're coming up with a plan now. They blame some of this loss to all the password sharing that's going
right.
on. And obviously, as a business, I'm all for that. You know, I don't blame them for wanting to ferret out all the people that are getting this stuff for free when they shouldn't be. But also, business-wise, what they're looking at is a pay model like a lot of other streaming services where you can pay this fee for ads or you can keep, you know, you can pay a higher fee and get no ads. Well, that was the whole appeal with Netflix in the first place. I almost think that's going to damage them even more because what the amount we're paying now, is that going to be the bottom rung where we get ads and there's going to be a higher level? I mean, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
It's in flux right now for them. And I just think that the bevy of content that's coming out in new streaming services all the time. And then you got a streaming service like CNN Plus that was here for a month. And
lasted,
then,
yeah, what, 3 weeks?
And they flushed that thing right away. Jeez. That was a strict business decision.
After almost half $1 billion, half $1 billion in marketing and hiring new talent and new anchors. It just amazes me that they flushed that so fast.
It's a big problem, again, and I've said this before, but, you know, they're trying to keep up with the studios, and in some ways they're beating them. But how many $200, $300 million pictures are they going to have to finance before they're going to have to pass that cost on to the consumer? Yeah. You know, they are really bankrolling a lot of major projects, and that cannot help. I think probably the biggest turnoff is the cost. Now, we talked about this before, Paul, too. $20 a month. I mean, if you look at it with the same perspective of how much am I going to spend at the theater for one movie, I mean, bottom line, there's your $20.
Right.
So I still think it's a great deal if you stream a lot. So I don't know. I was kind of shocked that they lost viewership.
I really was.
But again, there's, who knows?
Well, uncharted territory, a lot of options out there.
And the pandemic is waning, too, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, amen. Tim Lammers, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
All right, looking forward to it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.